Jelko was both anxious and excited as he went into the club that night, but the first thing that struck him was how much it reminded him of the factory where he worked. Its stink of smoke, sweat, and desperation mirrored the plant's reek of smoke, sweat, and desperation. And the pounding of the music was little different from the pounding of the machines. It was comforting, and Zelko found that fact vaguely disturbing. The design and decor reinforced his initial impressions. Metal catwalks stretched along black stained walls between concrete floor and bare girdered ceiling, where red and yellow spotlights covered the dance floor in smelting plant illumination. He almost laughed when he saw that the bar was a section of rusted-out conveyor belt. Here and there on the dance floor were cages of corroded rebar that patrons could squeeze their way in, feigning imprisonment in the depths of some industrial afterlife. That was when he saw her, tall, with pale hair he thought was actually natural. She had a few less piercings and modifications than most of the club's clientele, who he thought must be in on some secret contest to see who could incorporate the most metal in their body. Zelko was intrigued. After a minute, he mustered the courage to go and speak to her.